This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we were unpacking what Paul describes as the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. As we continue, let's look at the character trait of faithfulness. It is interesting to note here, when Paul wrote Timothy to reproduce himself in the ministry, the first quality he should look for in others is faithfulness. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable, that is, faithful men, who will also be qualified to teach others." Until a person is faithful, especially in little things, he will not benefit from a process of discipleship. A lack of faithfulness in candidates for discipleship is a weak link in developing leadership within any enterprise, especially in the church. Since this quality is an essential element of the fruit of the Spirit, it shouldn't surprise us that when seeking leaders to help meet needs as described in Acts 6:3, what they were to look for is men who are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. The final characteristic in the description of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. This word means possessing power, being strong, or having mastery or possession of. It is used in the Bible to describe having control of sexual desire or being able, as an athlete, to keep control of one's body. When controlled by the Holy Spirit, He enables us to master our desires or impulses. Since all of these qualities are embodied in the description of Jesus Christ as seen in the Gospels, this is no doubt what Paul meant when he declared that Christ lives in me. Can you say this as your testimony?